This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to talk to CEO Walter Robb about the business model he's got in mind for this particular store in just a second. But we went out the other day and asked around. We asked the locals how they feel about Whole Foods coming to town.
I think it's outstanding, and it's about time we got a grocery store here.
It's not for us. And, you know, everybody around here gets food stamps.
Well, as long as the quality is good, I'm willing to pay a little bit more.
All business is good business, as long as it's bringing more money to the city.
We live in a, you know, a desert land, a food desert.
I heard it was going to be kind of expensive.
The scene earlier today at the grand opening, though, not controversial at all. There was a line down the block to get in the store. A couple of hundred people easy with brand new, bright blue, reusable Whole Foods shopping bags they'd been handed out. And a whole lot of curiosity as well. We caught up with Whole Foods CEO Walter Robb between the produce and the grain section. Walter Robb, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai. Appreciate being here.
This is nuts, man. Are all store openings like this?
This is a good one. This is a special one for Whole Foods. I mean, yes, they're all wonderful, but this has a particular magic to it.
Why are you guys here? What was the point in coming to Detroit?
To make a contribution to fresh, healthy foods in this community. There's a story in Detroit that doesn't get reported, and that is all the wonderful things happening on the ground, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Well, those stories get out sometimes, but the point is that this is a place that does not have the reputation as perhaps being a place where people would shop in Detroit, you know?
Yes. Well, you know, we believe otherwise. Yes, a bit of a risk, but we've built some wonderful community partnerships over the last 3.5-4 years, and we're very happy to be here.
Who's your target audience? Who are you trying to sell to in this store?
You know, we built this store to serve all of Detroit and all of Detroiters.
There are critics, though, who will say, you know what, they're just here for the folks at Wayne State who go back and forth to the suburbs, or the medical center who go back and forth to the suburbs. And really, the folks who live across the street in the projects aren't necessarily the ones you guys want to serve.
Believe me, I've heard all the criticisms.
Yeah,
I've heard everything thrown against the wall, and I don't care. We're just going to dive into it anyways. And the fact is that we've made a real effort to build a connection with all of the community here. And I think today shows you that they're here and they're with us, and we're doing it together.
On opening day, I mean, let's be fair.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Journalists, skeptics.
Got it. Well, come on, right? I mean, you look
entrepreneurs,
at...
Entrepreneurs, believers.
I completely appreciate the point. Let me ask you this. If this store starts to lose money, how long are you going to be here?
That's a rock-solid commitment. We signed a long-term lease. We're here to stay.
How long's the lease that you signed?
25 years.
Let me ask you, actually, about the pricing. Larry, the store manager in the ceremony out front, called out the vice president of supply chain,
Bobby Turner,
for working with him to establish pricing for this store. Are you gearing prices here toward the clientele?
Well, let me just say we do the pricing in every single market that we serve. We're competitive, right? So every market we do that. But in particular, this market has some special pricing because this is a different market than the others that we've served.
You going to adjust back up as people get more accustomed to shopping here?
No. I made a personal commitment on behalf of the company for us to be affordable and accessible here.
Here comes a potentially tricky question then.
I love the tricky questions.
Did you have to teach people how to shop here?
Well, the store just opened, so we don't...
You know what I mean.
We've done classes on how to shop on a budget. Again, that's helpful for people. And also some basic ideas about health and wellness. And I think those things have been particularly well-received in this community. So even if people don't shop with us, if they shop somewhere else and it makes a difference in their health and wellness, that's a good thing.
You were quoted in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago saying you're going head-on against racism and elitism by opening up this store. What exactly does that mean?
What I said is, I said we came here to confront the issues of elitism and racism because people perceive Whole Foods as only serving a particular community or communities, and I don't like that. We have been, for the 32 years of our company's history, we've been a company that's bringing natural, organic, healthy foods to the world. That's the mission of this company. Still is the mission of this company. And I believe we should continue to serve more communities with that mission. So that's why we're here.
Walter Robb, CEO of Whole Foods. Walter, thanks a bunch.
Thanks a lot for having us on, Kai. We appreciate you being here today, in person.
That's right.
All right.